الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مغبونان فيه كثيرا من الناس الصحة والفراغ يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم My respected ulama, friends and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is owner of everything, creator of everything. He is one Allah alone. Everyone and everything turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has created us, each and every one of us, by His Qudra, by His Irada, by His will, from non-existence. Every one of us here, me and you, and every human being that was, is, and will be, was in a state of nothingness, non-existence. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His will and His intention, decreed that humankind must come into existence, and so it was. Allah ta'ala has sent us into this world. In this world, in this whole universe, in existence, what is in existence? That vast, limitless expanse and horizons that our eyes can see or reach till, and much, much beyond that, moreover beyond that, what is in the unlimited, limitless, endless treasuries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah alone knows. So powerful is Allah. So great is Allah. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ Allah says that what and who are in the vast, vast treasuries and the armies of Allah, the hosts of Allah, none other than Allah knows. Allah Ta'ala wants obedience and submission from humankind and from jinn. These are these two creations of Allah. From amongst all the makhluqat, all the creations of Allah, the thousands and thousands of makhluqat and creation, the different species and their subspecies, many, many according to information that we are fed that they are extinct. Allah alone knows. But from amongst those thousands upon thousands of creation, whether they are in the oceans, whether they walk on the earth, whether they are in the skies, from amongst all those creations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made humankind most ashraf, ahsan, akmal, afdal. These are different honorifics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He reminds us of His innumerable favors that He has bestowed us with, He says that, look in yourself also. Can you not see my kudrat at work? Look around you. Look at all these powerful creations that I have created, which sometimes, unwittingly, when we see these beautiful, beautiful or great, great natural wonders, we become moved and we say that this is kudrat. Actually, this is not kudrat. The kudrat of Allah is so vast, it is so vast, it is so vast. Like the being of Allah has no beginning and end, that kudrat of Allah and every quality which is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the being of Allah, it has no end, it is limitless. So in actual fact, when we see all these things around us, we see the beautiful sea, the beautiful ocean, the beautiful mountains. Now we say this is the kudrat. Actually, these are the manifestations of the and signs of the kudrat of Allah. So Allah is saying, then we have given you eyes, we have given you ears, we have given you the faculty which we have given to the greatest of heights that no other creation was given. And that is that faculty of aql, of intelligence, the ability to discern. Some of the great muhaddithin and the ulama and the fuqaha of Islam, they say that if Allah did not send any Nabi and did not send down any kitab for the hidayat and guidance of humankind, then too it would have been wajib and compulsory on human beings to recognize one Allah, one Creator, on the basis of the intelligence and the ability to discern and to differentiate and to distinguish. So this aql that Allah Ta'ala has given also is such a great favor and a ni'mat to humankind, that by itself, Allah has been so much more kind that to keep human beings on the right track, the siratul mustaqim. Countless anbiya were sent into this world. The ulama have numbered about roughly 124,000-125,000 anbiya. Allah alone knows the true number. But Allah did not leave them to their own devices, but sent them as practical examples and guides to their people. Because it is the nature of human beings, it is an attribute of human beings that they forget. They are forgetful. Our father Adam alayhi salam, when he was given that instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also forgot. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that your father has forgotten and his children and his progeny also forget. They are forgetful. So our coming into this world, Allah Ta'ala wants from us total and complete obedience and submission to Him. If it is devotion, then to Allah alone. The environments affect us. We become unmindful. And we start directing our devotion at different forms and shapes of creation, which is disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a human being becomes fixated, that fixation on something. So Allah says no. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds human beings that if there is anyone who is worthy of adoration, then it is me, it is Allah. If there is anyone worthy of worship and submission, it is one Allah. Anyone worthy that the hearts of humans must become affected by and directed towards, it is for only one being, and that is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my friends and brothers, every one of us, we have to examine what is our connection with Allah. We are fortunate enough that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us iman, or we are Muslim. We have recited La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah demands two connections from us. Like it is said in Urdu, that through La ilaha illallah, that we have that rishta, we have the jor, we have the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that line must be such that it must be completely clear. Every one of us and every Muslim who has uttered La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, whatever is their condition, whatever is their situation, but each and every one of them enjoy a unique relationship and ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through La ilaha illallah. If there is any interference in that relationship, or if there is a breakdown in that connection, then my friends and brothers, it has not come from us, it has not come from our Creator Allah, it has come from our side. If there is a breakdown in that connection with our Allah, Allah wants us to run to Him. Allah through the Anbiya has said, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, that turn to Allah, run to Allah. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. Then what is it that is taking you away, misleading you from me, from adoring me, submitting to me, expressing your devotion to me, displaying your love for me? What is it? Ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. What is it that has thrown you into such deception? Any form, any creation, by itself, by its nature, it is deception. From the time in whichever way it came into existence, until the time of its annihilation, it is a deception. The glitter, the glamour of this world, in whatever form, whatever shape it is, friends and brothers, that each and every one of us, Allah forgive me, I speak for myself, every person know what is the condition of their own hearts. And what is the X-ray? It is this kalima. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Ta'ala wants that we run to Him. We stay connected with Him. Allah is saying that, kis cheez ne tumhe dhoka mein dal diya? What has thrown you into deception? Stop for a moment. Stop for a moment. You are running, you are running, you are running. Somewhere at the back of the mind. That, yes, I know, namaz might be there. Oh, I must take Allah's name. I must be obedient to Allah. One day will come, one day will come. My friends and brothers, the time and the day is now. So this is that one connection that we enjoy. The other connection is of Muhammadur Rasulullah. That every one of us, we enjoy a relationship with our Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the fact that Every one of us, we are the ummah of Allah's Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from that whole galaxy of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah chose unworthy souls and people like us to be in the ummah of such a great and illustrious Nabi, who was the leader and Sayyid and Imam of all Anbiya. So these are these two relationships that every one of us, we have to enjoy it, we have to appreciate it. At the same time, we have to nurture it and we have to look after it. Because my friends and brothers, these two connections and relationships are such ni'mas and bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that no other material ni'mat of Allah outwardly of this world can compare and equal or come close to this favor of Allah that we enjoy relationship with Allah and His Rasul through La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So everyone, friends and brothers, we have to sort our lives out. One day we are going to leave this world, willingly, unwillingly. We did not come on our own accord or by our own decision that I want to come at this time. And likewise, when we leave this world, that time has already been decreed, already fixed. So every one of us, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in a hadith that maut chases after you, like your risk is following you. And this is that conviction that we have to develop. That one grain, one dana, one qatra and sip of water has been written for me and you and for every human being and for every creature, it is going to reach them. Even if all the world and all the technology and all the weaponry and all the creation, if they decide to intervene and interfere, they will never be able to do so. Whatever Allah has decreed that you must get, you are going to get. And these are the type of lessons that we have to acquire, and we have to reflect and contemplate over. This needs an environment. Look at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that kuntu ghulaman, that I was a youngster. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we take it for granted. The greatest favor that Allah has given, we have assumed that it is our right. It is not our right. That we were deserving, we are not deserving. We were not mustahiq. We were not deserving. It is Allah's favor over us. So he says that I was a youngster. I was sitting behind Rasulullah SAW on an animal. And Nabi SAW told me, gave me some advices. And what were those advices? It was advices of iman. Conviction in Allah, connection with Allah. That, oh my beloved son, oh my beloved boy, that look after Allah. Meaning, look after the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yahfadak. Yahfadak. That Allah will protect you, look after you. Fear Allah. Ittaqillah. Develop that awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At every moment, every condition, you will find Him in front of you. In your situations of ease, adversity, in your difficult moments, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with you. And then, summing it up, Nabi SAW told him that remember this well, that if all the khala'iq, all the creation put together, if they get together and they connive and they plan and they scheme and they decide that they want to benefit you with something, ala ayyan fa'uka bi shay, that they want to give you benefit, they will never be able to do so except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already decided it. And if all the creation put together decide to harm you, they will never ever be able to do so, because as long as Allah ta'ala has not decided. If Allah has decided, it is going to happen. So my friends and brothers, these are lessons of iman today that our lives, our hearts, our souls are crying out for. Like this body has need for its nourishment. And we go out for halal, rosy risk to maintain and the upkeep of this physical body. Likewise, the nourishment and the food of the soul, of the qalb, of the heart. What is it? It is Allah. The name of Allah. The words of Allah. Speaking about Allah. reflecting about Allah, submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adopting the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will see that heart and the soul which has been deprived and crying out for its sustenance and its nourishment, now it could start getting stronger, getting stronger, getting stronger. So the appeal is made. MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. Next week, two important occasions are taking place. Two important occasions, and they are consecutive, I think. One is the 15th of Shaban. It is an auspicious night. The other, just following, is the Ijtima. This Ijtima, what is the Ijtima? Actually, it is just the gathering of Muslims to revitalize and to revive and to remind one another of the purpose for which they have been created. We are no ordinary mortals. Allah Ta'ala has given us Iman, Allah has given us Islam. As Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was leader of all Anbiya, this ummah has been created as ukhrijat linnas. They are specially selected and handpicked to lead the whole humankind to that last soul coming before Qiyamah. To show them what is haqq, what is obedience to Allah, recognition of Allah, what is the way and the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the responsibility of one person who has declared La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. The effort which is going on, Alhamdulillah, of da'wat and tabligh, Allah Ta'ala fill the qubur of our illustrious ancestors, our elders in this country first, Haji Bhai Padi Rahmatullah Ali, and all those people who assisted him at that time. It started from here. And all our pious elders and ulama and mashayikh of the whole ummah. What they tell us, that this effort actually is a name of not a particular close cooperation or a brotherhood or an organization, but it is a name of a responsibility which has been put onto the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then transferred by our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in that, in connection with that, this effort of da'wat and deen is taking place. My friends and brothers, at some level, whatever level, from our busy schedules of our life, let us start taking out time. Let us start putting a break on the fast lane of life. Because the day is going to come when, whether we like it or not, that it is going to come to a dead halt and we will have to get off. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in a hadith, and I will end off, that there are two ni'mats and two favors of Allah as such. Like that, there are many, many innumerable favors and ni'mats. But two as such, that the bulk of people are in the dhoka, in the deception with regards to them. Makbunan fi kathir min anas. They've assumed it, they take it for granted. One is as-siha, the good health Allah has given us. The faculties that Allah has given us. Lots of people that tomorrow I will turn, make a new turn, I will turn a new leaf. The time is now. The other is al-faragh, that spare time and that free time. Every one of us, if we have to time manage ourselves, we will see how much time is at work, how much free time, where is it going? Allah has rights. The creation of Allah has rights. The human beings have rights. The ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have rights. The deen of Allah has rights. So before that time comes when we will have to leave, willingly, unwillingly, let us start learning to take out time. Devote more time to Allah, for the deen of Allah, for promoting the deen of Allah and the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this, my friends and brothers, that we ourselves will become better people. Taqwa will come into our lives, our families, our homes, our youth, our children who we are worried about. That just by that correct effort, what is that effort? We don't need no latest technologies or any new information systems. That effort which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam instituted in the time of the Sahaba by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on that level, on that pattern, on that temperament, we just adopt that. But we have to start somewhere, start in the masjid, start with a tadim, start with a gush, go out with the jamaat for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and then build up, inshallah, this ummah will start shining again. Allah Ta'ala will, this ummah is an ummah, will become the draw card and the guiding stars of the whole humanity. So the Ijtima is taking place next week also, start Saturday, 14th to 16th, if I'm correct. So we request all the brothers here, inshallah, definitely we are going to be here, we are the host. More so anyone than the other areas of Durban or Natal, the people here. connected in the surrounding masjids, etc. We are the house. Remind everyone, invite everyone, and as many people, inshallah, this is a place, it will become an environment of tawbah, of maghfirat, of hidayat, every type of good that we can think of, and lots of things that we cannot even think of, lots of khair will come into wujud and existence by us coming to that ijtima, and the whole Muslim ummah of Natal coming to this ijtima. All of us will do that, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.